Nah, jadi kan Pak Presiden itu lagi di tulis, because I do not know whether all others afterward mannate. Everyone thinks of others in his own standard. But if that argument is not valid,
that the same psychology that mm-hmm. they only know of material body, so that when they think of God, they think God has material body also.
That is still lower grain matter. But so far, experience that I am not. God is beyond my experience. Another point that in the Bible, Lord Christ says that my Lord, thy be hallowed. What is that?
Hallowed be thy name.
So God has made
our Father is hallowed be thy name.
So he admits God has his name. But it may be that he did not disclose or did not like to say, but there is already name. So it is up to the followers to know what is that name.
The Guru Maharaj's followers say that God's name can't be pronounced. They say that God's
name. Guru Maharaj is a rascal. Don't change his name. He's not even a human. We cannot compare Christ with Guru Maharaj.
No,
the argument is he's pretty simply keeps on his face, that's all. He has no other quality. This Guru Maharaj. People have become so lower in intelligence that they are dealing with. You see, they are not even equal to our shoes. We should not utter it. But Lord does it. Jesus Christ's position is different. He cannot compare with the rascal. He recognized God's man, Jesus Christ. And what is this rascal?
One of the Ten Commandments, Srila Prabhupada, that one should not take the name of God in vain. And they argue that when we chant the holy name, they say you are chanting all the time, but this is taking the name in vain.
Why, yes? Don't you find divine between you and me? Where it is there? Don't you find what is the difference between you and me? Do you think that I am a foolish man? That I am chanting Krishna without any profits? So you can think because you are a rascal, but I know my business. This is reply.
Last night when you gave him the example that the father is beyond the experience of the child,
yes.
At that point he stopped arguing.
Yes. Yes. And Maharaj is the only evidence, that's all. Similarly, Achinta Khalili Bhava Natastatina Jujaya. Master says, that is beyond your experience. You don't argue on that point. You go to the authority and check it. Why should you argue? It is beyond your experience. That's why you must find out who can give you the experience. That Vidyanantam Saguru may have you check. But don't stop there. It is beyond my experience. Therefore, I should not have experience. This is foolishness. If it is beyond your experience, then go to a person who has large experience and take from it. Suppose if I am on this path, I do not know which way to go. It is beyond my experience. Then I'll ask one gentleman, where shall I go? Please, sir. Please go this way. This is where. Why should you stop and think others also that God is beyond his experience?
What?
It may be beyond your experience, but that unless you go to a person
who has not actually experienced,
how can you get this?
He seemed frustrated that he says he's tried, but he hasn't found. He was in India for 25 years.
Well, the thing is that this actually, to understand Krishna, is not easy job. Krishna says, Manasananda, say, Supasthi, Jasa, Jesus. Out of millions. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we are trying to understand it. It is very difficult to understand. And if there is any understanding of God, that is in this Vaishnava Sampradaya, especially in this Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Others they do not know. They cannot know. Krishna will never reveal to them. Even Mukhi Jivadu Sarami was Surakta. If you engage your tongue in his service, then God reveals to you. You cannot understand that.
How can one remain humble and execute the devotional service?
Yes, if he thinks himself that I am non-entity, helpless, then he can do it. If he thinks I can do something, I've got so much intelligence, then he cannot become humble. Just like Charles is humble always. Because he knows that I'm completely helpless. Unless Mother helps me, I've got it. Therefore, whenever he is in need of something, he cries, Mother, help me. This is helpless. All it. Katpanna. This is one of the items of surrender. Unless you think yourself helpless, you cannot surrender. Surrender is complete when you think yourself that you are helpless. I am helpless, but because I am surrendered to Krishna, he will save me. This faith also must be there. That although I am helpless, or not although I am factually helpless, but because I am surrendered to Krishna, I am no danger. He will help. Protect.
People often argue that they don't understand how they can have faith if they don't understand God.
Huh?
They don't see how they can have faith if they have no knowledge of God. And they argue, well, I don't know God, so how can I have faith in Him?
You learn from me. I'm your spiritual master. You tell me. You're asking me. Why you're asking me? Huh? Why you're asking me?
Well, I was just giving an argument.
The argument, that's all right. Why you are asking me?
For knowledge.
For knowledge. No. But take knowledge from me.
That's what you tell them.
Yes. Otherwise, why you are asking wasting your time and my time? If you are asking, you take knowledge from me. Mm. Is that all right?
Yes.
Yes. He, the same example, because I do not know which way to go. If I ask somebody, it is supposed that he knows. Is it not? Otherwise, why I shall ask somebody? It is supposed that he knows. Now, when you ask him, then you must take his word. He says, you go this way, you shall go there. And again he says, why shall I go this way? And why does actually come to ask me? Is it not?
Mm.
You ask me which way I shall go to go to that place. I say, you go this way. And if you again say, why shall I go this way? Then why does actually come to waste my time or your time? Is it not? If you ask me, then you take my word. Huh?
Yes.
And if you think that I do not know, then why do you ask me? And waste your time and my time? Therefore, Shastra says that ask some guru. If you accept somebody as guru, then ask from him. As soon as you ask, the man to whom you ask is your guru.
Some people say they don't like to talk to Hare Krishna people because we're like that.
We always say we know everything, about everything.
Yes, we know everything. That's so bad.
They resent it and they say, oh, you people, we can't talk with you.
We resent, but we know everything. There is a path.
How do we deal with that attitude?
No, attitude is a rascal. How can we know everything and he denies? Then what is the use of talking with him? I will see a task. Let him know everything. We have nothing more business.
We can't compromise and just say that we don't know.
Huh?
What does he.
No, no, how can. You know everything, how can say I don't know? You do not know, actually, that you must be also a man of knowledge, otherwise he cannot say. He cannot be falsely say, yes, I know. He must know. Then you say. But if you think that you do not know, don't say it foolishly like that, then you will be slapped. You must know also. Now, how do you know? The next question is, how do you know everything?
It's not that I am great, but it's the authority of my spiritual master in the Shastras.
Yes, or Krishna. Krishna is great. So I am talking of what Krishna has said, that I am great. I know everything. It is not that I know everything. I do not know anything. But I am surrendered to a person who knows everything. That I know. I take my knowledge from him. So you should think how much knowledge you have accumulated. So knowledge is there. Guru Krishna. Guru is there. Krishna is there. So you have to take advantage of Guru and Krishna. Sadharma Pritcha. Ask him and become man of knowledge. Then you can say. If you simply think that I am my guru and there is Krishna, now I am perfect. No, you should ask him. No, he must be man of knowledge. Then you can say, yes, I know him. Diksha, initiation. Diksha is Sanskrit word. Diksha means Dibba Gyanam Kavati. To ask from spiritual master with service and surrender the transcendental knowledge. The more you ask, you become a man of knowledge. Then you can tell, yes, I know this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Actually, you know everything. It's like when I speak, I immediately ask for a reference from Bhagavad Gita and stop the match. So if you become well conversed with the whole Bhagavad Gita, then you are full versed. There is no need of saying that I do not know. You become full knowledge, man of knowledge. You must study. Where is Ma?
It's his son.
Huh? Oh, your son? You have one son, one daughter?
Yes.
What is your name?
Makita.
Makita.
Oh. You do not know your name, you ask your father. You do not know your name, you are asking your father what is my name.
I don't remember.
Oh. You don't remember your name?
I began to call him Bhakti Das yesterday.
thank you very much. Very good. Making a bush now. Very nice boy. Huh? Very good looking boy. Don't let him be here. This is the age, so be careful that he may not be here. What is the age? 12 years?
11.
11. That's all. This is the age. 12 to 15 years. The boys become, by bad association, they become rough. This hellish world is like that. They go to school and become demons.
Yesterday in your lecture, you mentioned how this age is very difficult to change.
Yeah, but one who is Krishna, Krishna conscious, he is all that. Teach him Sanskrit and English and let him read our books. That's perfect knowledge. It doesn't require to go to school. As far as mathematics and history concerned, everyone knows. 2 plus 2 equals to 4. It doesn't require much education. Even illiterate man who has never gone to school, he can also count. Huh? How much money you are giving. He doesn't want to be cheated. So, the fact is, God cannot be unknown. If you are actually serious to know God, God can be. This is no argument that God cannot be.
That is putting limitation on Krishna to say that you cannot see.
Huh?
That is putting a limitation on Krishna if one says that he cannot be seen.
Yeah. Krishna, of course, he cannot challenge Krishna.
Yeah.
But Krishna, if he likes, he can reveal himself to you. Therefore, you can know God. Just like Krishna reveals, he comes and he he reveals himself. Lalai Dhamma Sadglani Bhavatila. So when man forgets, so he comes, reveals himself, and he leaves behind him the Bhagavad Gita, knowledge about it. Where is the difficulty? He comes when he forgets him, and he leaves behind him the knowledge by his can understand. Where is the difficulty?
the verse in the Bhagavatam,
yeah.
One moment initiation for the pure devotee. Liberation from the pure world and beautiful years of enjoyment and heavenly times.
Yeah.
My question is, the pure devotee, when he comments Bhagavad Gita, someone can never see him physically, but he just comes in contact with this commentary, explanation. This is the same thing?
Yeah. You can associate with Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita. And these friendly persons, they have given their explanation, comment. Very good reason. Everyone is helping you.
You said that the Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's mind.
Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. Krishna is not different from his mind. Why do you say like that? This is material conception. The soul is different from body, the mind is different from soul. But Krishna has no such difference, that's why he's called absolute. Of that. His mind and Krishna is the same. Krishna and his name is the same. Krishna and his words are the same. This is Krishna understanding. Jesus Christ simply says, hallowed be thy name. That means there is name. Now, the question is why he did not say or attack the name. So there is already name. Why should he attack?
Right.
There is already name, Krishna. Why should he attack?
That why Christ didn't utter the name of Krishna?
No, he says, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Because there is a name already. That means he gave you a chance to find out the name. And as he came to India, so you come to India and get the best.
He's helping to lay the foundation for Sankirtan movement.
Yes. Hello, be thy name, yes? This is a chance for others to think, hello, be thy name. The name is glorified. So where the name is glorified, find out.
I think we can send it around.
Goodbye.
Well, I have to go all the way around the lake to get to the garden.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Did you want to know where that was? How did I name? Were you asking where that was from?
No, you said. Somebody said that. This grass says,
that's in what they call the Lord's Prayer, which was given by Christ himself. All the Catholics say that daily. The Catholics repeat that prayer daily.
What is that?
The Lord's Prayer.
What is that prayer?
One devotee, he asked to Christ, how should I pray? He said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. And thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Very nice prayer.
Yes.
Very nice prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is Bandhan on Yashoda Path.
Is there some gradual development in all those nine processes of devotional service, beginning from hearing?
Yes. The chanting and hearing should be in the association of devotees. First of all, one must have faith that chanting is good. Then we should chant and the society and the devotees. Then it will develop. You can chant anywhere, but if you chant along there was some kirtan, bhavi militva, many devotees chanting together, there is called some kirtan. So one movement is some kirtan movement. Many devotees together could chant the holy name of God. Then it is very quickly successful. It's like a person who comes to our center in the association of the devotees, after a few weeks he also becomes devotee. Quickly. And there are many others that think that there is a group like this, it's because they do not chant. They do not understand. Therefore, the quick development process is to execute devotional service in the association of Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Satrika, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Sadhu Sangha, association of devotees, is very, very important. In for a moment, in the association, he immediately comes to the path of perfection. So if you actually remain sadhu, devotee, then anyone who comes with your association will be perfect by association. But at this, a process of perfection will begin immediately. Yes.
Sometimes you might have to compromise.
Right, compromise. Don't compromise. Then you associate with him. If you make compromise, then you associate with him. then gradually you will also go down. When we see some person, we do not associate with him, but we give him chance to associate with me. Why you should not compromise? What is the reason? If you know something positively, why should you make compromise? When people come to talk with me, see me, I don't make any compromise. Do I make any compromise?
No.
Then why should I make compromise? That gentleman, Mr. Herbert, Jean Herbert, he said that it has taken 18 years to write his book. I said, still there are so many mistakes. Immediately, he said. And he could not sell me. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Immediately, I said, yes, you have labored 18 years. Still there are so many mistakes.
Anyone else would have said, oh, very nice.
Huh?
Anyone else would have said,
yeah, I did that.
Said that morning, what can we do, Prabhupada?
Huh?
He said, what can we do here? You do not compromise, you will make enemies.
No, you will not compromise, at the same time you will not make enemies. That is practice.
Yeah.
If you make enemies, then what is your practice? He must speak the truth at the same time he will not be displeased. That is that. You can defeat him by your argument, then he will not be displeased. After all, everyone is human being. If he can find out his defect, why he shall be any. Therefore, it is said, you better make a reasonable man an enemy, but don't make a friend fool. Don't make friendship with a fool. But if a man is intelligent, better make him an enemy. Because he is intelligent, although he is an enemy, he will not do any harm. Because he is intelligent. But a fool, he will expose himself to threat, and he can't do anything which is very harmful.
So we should be able to see the quality of man we are preaching to.
Yes, you have to make him intelligent. Everyone is fool. Bura.
Yes.
Everyone within this material world is supposed to be a fool. Because everyone is thinking, I am this body. So he is fool. I am Indian, I am American, I am German, I am Frenchman, I am this and that. What is the difference? A cat is thinking I am cat. A dog is thinking I am dog. So, if somebody thinks that in relationship to the body, I am Frenchman, I am Englishman, then what is the difference between the cat and the dog? He's thinking instead of this body. Therefore, everyone is thinking. At least in this modern world, the so-called nationalism. Everyone is thinking, I'm Englishman, I'm Frenchman, I'm Indian, I'm this, black, white. So everyone is good. Is it not? Yes? He's thinking in a way that he is not. Therefore he is a fool. all these big political leaders, Napoleon, Hitler, Churchill, and here of the past, with this concern, sir. I'm Englishman, I'm German, I'm Frenchman. Even the big leaders are fools. And not to speak of common men.
The Prophet,
yes.
In the United States, there are something called minority groups.
Mm.
Minority group means like the Irish or the Negroes.
They're also fools. Minority fools. They're minority fools.
Minority fools?
Yes. Because he's thinking I'm Irishman.
Yes, but their point is, even if we are spiritual, we are still being exploited because we are a small number.
Huh?
So we must stand together.
You are exploited always. Why do you blame this man or that man? He has been exploited by Maya. Where is the position of freedom?
You see, well, Maya we cannot fight, but we can fight the government.
But why should we fight? If you cannot, if you suppose we cannot, can we fight with death? Maya has imposed upon you death. To fight is Maya, that there will be no death. And that you cannot do. So, you are always, what is called, defeated. That is your position. The best thing is surrender to Krishna for protection. Very well. You don't think minority. Suppose Hare Krishna people, how many there are in the Paris city? How many? So we are not sorry that minority. Sorry, you are insignificant. Don't talk of minority. But we are not sorry. Minority, majority, all these are foolishness. The whole platform is mistaken. As a minister, you are in the majority, but voluntarily accepted minority, right? Because now I'm going to alone. That's what you see. Because enjoying so much honor, Tatta Purna Masesa Mandalapati Sunni, it associates where big Jamindas, big businessmen, politicians, because a minister. But he preferred to resign that force and become a minority, to be alone in Vrindavan and under the tree. Right, he preferred this. And remaining there alone, he has given you the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhi. So we have to see how much service we are going to give to Krishna. This minority, majority, these are our material concepts of our life. If you can give mega service to Krishna, that is your success of life. I started this movement alone, minority. Is it not?
Yeah, one.
Less than minority. The minority, majority, these are material conception. Spiritually, how much you are giving service to Krishna? That is conception. That is to be taken into consideration.
Yeah.
Krishna says himself, Mulkanam sahaste sipasthita viti siddha. Out of millions and millions of people, one may understand me. See, I have turned so many people to understand Krishna. So that is for me. At least they are trying to understand. Fast. All the waters frozen like stone. And with this stick, I was tossing, tongue. But I must say that underneath the tree, there was no frozen, the water was. Just like here is a tree, just below the tree, there was water, and all down to these plants were walking on the, but on that place, just put it.
The scientists say that the life first came from the water. They say the scientists say that life first came from water. In the beginning, there were one-celled creatures that were formed from chemicals in the water.
That we also say, because the whole planet was submerged in water. So there was life in water, aquatic people. That is not what it means. You know it.
I have a question about
evolution.
Our tradition is that all the species have been established by Krishna even before creation. But yet, in the creation, it comes about through an evolutionary process.
Yeah.
So, the fact that evolution is existing,
fact, but does
not exist independent of the fact that Krishna created it and he established it. It's not something he developed independently.
What is
that? When Brahma creates different species, they're not created one at a time. All over the universe, there's different species that she creates.
Brahma is created first. So, he does not belong to the species. Immediately, he is a demigod. So, why is the question of evolution?
Yeah. You understand? Brahma is created first, so it's not that we started from one-celled animals and worked up to Brahma.
But on a particular planet, is it like that?
Everywhere.
Are the sophisticated...
In the material world.
The human beings are there from the very beginning on Earth, too?
Their beings are already there, everywhere.
But you said it was all submerged in water.
That's all right. But he's there. Suppose if you live within the water, does it mean that you are not existing?
No, but generally,
the human species.
Huh?
Does the human species come
evolution.
The gradual evolution, or is the human species created first?
No, in the creation, according to your karma, as you stop your activities in the last creation, it is just like, it is called supra-sutra man. A man is sleeping, and when he awakens, he immediately remembers what he has to do. So, the annihilation means all living entities sleeping. And as soon as there is creation, again they begin from the point where they lost their life. The same example, that when you go to sleep, you have a standard of thinking. And as soon as you are awakened, the same standard of thinking again begins. From the point where you slept, and when you awaken, again begins from that point. It is like that.
So when Lord Brahma created this planet, did he immediately put all the species
in? Why immediately? It doesn't matter immediately. But the living entities come to their new formation of life in that.
Prabhupada, in your spiritual master's commentary on Brahma Sanhita, he states that within the core of the heart there is some desire, and that according to that desire, one takes a body in the next creation.
Yes.
So within the body of Mahavishnu, of course, material nature is not covering the sleeping souls, is it?
I bring it. You are talking of living entities, why do you bring Vishnu?
So the point then is that means that one can have a conditioned desire or a material desire
without
being within the material world.
He has already it. That I have already explained.
Supta-sthita-na.
In the morning, as soon as you get up, you remember that you have to do so many things. That means it was already there.
Right. Is that just like the impersonalists? They go up into the Brahma Jyoti, but they have desire, so they have to come back down?
No, this is not going to be Brahma Jyoti. So do Brahma Jyoti, they do not come in that way. They come in their own frustration.
So, Srila Prabhupada, the living entities, when they come out of the body of Mahavishnu,
The Mahavishnu's body, they simply rest during the annihilation. That's all.
But then during the creation,
and then,
I have to say, at the beginning there was no human life on this planet.
The scientists are rascals. What they know? There is no human being. Why not? There is Brahma is human being. Then he rejects the Vedic conclusion. He takes this rascal scientist conclusion.
Oh,
then how you can say?
But where were those spirit souls who were going to take the form of a human being before the human species became manifested?
That's just on this planet, but on other planets there's human species.
Huh? What
is that? His argument is he's trying to say that at the beginning there may have been only lesser developed forms of life.
No, you don't.
Or was there always humans on this planet?
He said it has developed. Brahma, he is a sub-creator. He is not a lesser intelligence. He is as good as God.
But on this planet, let us say, for example.
This planet is any planet. That is the system.
This planet, from the very beginning, there were human beings.
Huh?
On this planet, from the very beginning.
Brahma is. The Brahma created so many sons. The Kumaras came out. The Rudra came out.
So actually the creation goes just the other way.
Huh?
First of all, Brahma, the greatest living being.
No, creation simultaneously. The Brahma then created ants and birds and bees and everything. It's all simultaneously. That's it, my clothes.
These scientists are very great rascals. We should defeat them.
There is something.
In your shoe?
In the cloth.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you're the only one that has the courage to do that to them.
Huh?
You're the only one that has the courage to defeat these rascals. Everyone else is surrendering to them.
Because I know from the background there is Krishna.
Glory to Shiva Prabhupada.
Glory to Shiva Prabhupada.
You got all that stuff too much.
Okay.
Big business. Come. And they tolerate.